have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down, to be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Keep On Rolling podcast. I am your host, Moses Matos, here again on a weekend. It's been a minute. I feel like it's been like 2 to 3 weeks. Life's been busy. I've been busy. Life has been good. Can't lie to you. And I feel like I should just... Well, no. I'm not going to just head straight in. I'm going to talk about my week. My week was great. Yesterday, we had our sneak peek for this exact project. And it was just a showcase that just encapsulated how much talent this cohort has and the creativity. Man, I thought me doing this podcast, some of the things I've talked about recently and the reasons why I've done it, I won't downplay myself and say, oh, it wasn't good or it wasn't great, because it is. It's amazing. To not sound too conceited, of course. But, bro, man, I'm just so grateful to be in this cohort this year, with this year going on, and just like, this is just, Stephanie, one of our leaders, said it. She said she feels in great hands, that because we're in the future and this is what we're bringing. And it was amazing. I think I'll probably update this episode's description for when the video comes out. For anyone that's not in the program listening, so you can watch it and just see it. Yeah, it was amazing, quite frankly. But past that, I did a lot of work this week. And it was kind of a lot because we were ramping up. You know, not only that, we're ramping up with the project, ramping up with the year. Where last week is my last, like, week that I work before the finals. I mean, I'm sighing as if I'm not super prepared. I already finished one final. Just have to proofread it. And the other one is... It's done. But, yeah. On the podcast. So, I cut my hair. Boom. Mic drop. Psh, explosion. I kind of... This is another side note. I'm known for these side tangents, but I would really love a soundboard. Maybe if I deck this podcast out more or whatever. But that would be cool to have a mic drop, like, but anyways, I cut my hair April 29th. And I planned on having a podcast that day because I'm like, it was like, wow. You know, I had my hair, I had that fro for 5 years. And it took a few different styles, of course. I had like a mohawk situation. I had a flat top kind of situation. But then I just got tape ups, and I don't want to say it was kind of a mullet, but after a while it started to take its own shape, which was cool. I digged it. You know, people loved it. I loved it. But I wanted to change. You know, I wanted something new. I really haven't. Before the 29th of April, I hadn't gotten a haircut for 6 months. More than 6 months. I hadn't got a haircut for a year. And for me, that was important. But now it's important for a different reason. So, quite frankly, there were no barbers open. And I wasn't going to be the guy that, you know, well, I heard of this guy, he cuts hair in his house. No, No, I'm not with that. And, man, it was rough. I mean, I was able to put my hair in twists and braids a lot more, wore hats. So it was cool. But it sucked, you know. And I cut my hair because I wanted a fresh start. And I'd realized, you know, everyone in my house cut their hair. But I hear a lot of people, they talk about their hair, like, the journey of them cutting their hair is therapeutic, and it just hits them like, wow, like, and they cry. I mean, I wasn't expecting to cry or anything, I mean, I was sad, but I'll fill you in later. I've gone through a lot in these past 6 years, minus whatever was going on with my head and my hair. And, you know, I had gotten safe. I said this in the podcast. I said this in my presentation. I am a very reserved person, even though that here or there that's changed. You know, it's like, well, some people can say that, but some people can't see it. But being safe, and I think I always viewed being safe as just, oh, I'm not going to try hard. I'm not going to put myself out there because I'm just going to take the safe option. I'm just going to go boom so I can be done. I viewed safe as not caring to push myself, not caring to care for myself. I just played it safe. I just said, screw it. I just keep things the same. And maybe those things sound similar, but in my mind, being safe is just being comfortable in things that I know aren't good for me, but not standing up for myself and just saying, screw it. Maybe that's just coping with things, not coping, but being comfortable with what you shouldn't be instead of being safe. Interpretation is very old. I love my hair so much, but I had to cut it because I love myself. And I can't be like, you know, one of those people that is just like, nah, my hair is blah, because no, I've had an interesting journey with my hair, and I'm not gonna get really meta about it and say like my hair defines me, but like, you know, being a Dominican male and also African American, hair has a big influence on me because it's more than just what's on top of your head. You know, it was freedom. It was fun. For the first years of my life, my dad would be the one to cut my hair, and it wasn't anything stylistic. It was, bro, you're gonna be bald. And I was a little kid with the little fade, bald as heck, you know? And that's what my life was till I was about 12 years. You know? I decided I wanted to change my haircut. And I can be honest, you know, you want to be cool. You want to fit in. You want to be with the times. I didn't want, you know, the George Costanza. You know, I didn't, not that my hair would permit it, but I didn't want a mullet. I didn't want the spiky mohawk. You know, I wanted what was at the time. And the time was me and my friends, or most of the people that in my school, went to the same barbershop or in the same area of barbers. Style's not that different. It'll get different if you want to dye your hair or if you just have a different texture. But for the most part, you're going to get a high top fade. You're going to get a tape up. You're going to have an afro. You're going to have waves. And waves weren't really my thing. I'm kind of juggling it right now. But you want it to be cool. You wanted to have a nice haircut for people to say, hey, like, that joint is fire, you know? And that's why I grew my hair. Off of me wanting to be like, just come on, like, I want my own hair. And, you know, wanting to be cool, wanting to look nice, wanting to be complimented by people. And I see hair more as a journey. I see hair more as patience. Quite frankly, I had bad hair management, being honest. You know, I'd always put stuff in my hair, deep conditioning and leave-in and all that stuff. But after a while, I just hated the tangling. I hated doing that stuff. And God bless my sisters that would do my hair. But, like, for starters, one, I'm strong, but my arms couldn't take the tangling after a while doing it by myself. But more so, I wanted something new. I didn't want to be stuck in the same form, you know, just being there. And yeah, so I went to a barber I had gone to a few years ago, and I said, I want a dark Caesar now. I was juggling going bald, like, not bald, but like light Caesar. It's like that little kid cut. Like, they go to the barbershop, like, they're going to church, and like their hair's really short when they got the crisp hairline, but they're basically bald. I hope this illustrated a great image for you. Like, he cut my hair, and it's been a while, But I know the process of a barbershop. If you're getting your hair cut, they're going to do the... If you're chopping some off, they're going to do that first in the hairline. If you're getting a big cut, you're going to cut all of it, then do your hairline. If you're just getting the sides and you keep your afro, they're just going to do the sides, then they're going to get the line, and then boom, boom, you're out of there. Alcohol, give them their 20. It was very jarring seeing myself. Like, he just went for it, man. Like, I sat in that chair. I thought I was going to have a moment of saying, you know what, let me look at my hair. This has been fun. He says, I was like, holy crap. And after a while, he just spun me around. And I look at myself, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was no hairline done. It was me not having a haircut for a year. I'm like, yo, who is that monster? You know? And it snapped in my head really quick. Because, firstly, I was like, this isn't what I wanted. Because he went lower than what I wanted. In hindsight, it was probably the best for me to go more on a lighter, balder side. Because, like, growing my hair out all the way, you know, fresher journey. But in the moment, I'm like, what the hell? He does the hairline. It's fresh. But it hit me how you have to grow leather skin. And I grew leather skin a day in that moment, but then 2 days after. I equate it to people who have dreads. When they're starting their locks, it's bad. It's bad in the perception of others because they're tiny, or maybe they're not as beautiful as the end product, but you have to go through that journey. Unless you're gonna get clip-on dreads. And people can say stuff about you. I've known people that have gotten dreads when they were young, and people said they got roaches in their head, stuff like that. And it just hit me, and it's just like, you truly have to be comfortable and say, I want this style, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna get through these bad times. I'm gonna get through the looking rough, looking not so glamorous, but that's okay, you know? And it hit me there. But once I got home, and like my hats didn't fit because I didn't have braids and stuff, it kind of sucked. I have a few hats that still fit or whatever. It sucked. I did not like my image. And I'm more so glad I'm doing a podcast now. Probably would have been sadder if I had done it when I got home, but I'm glad now. It's been almost a week or two. My hair is looking great. It's growing in. Yeah. This is my journey, man. And I've gone through a lot the past year, mainly the past 2-3 years. And the one thing I can say the same is, even in the bad times, even the good times, I had my hair. And, you know, I've done a lot to bury hatchets. Not more so bury hatchets, but, you know, get through things. You gotta get through it. And I looked at it and I was like, this hair is tied to some bad times, but a lot of great. But I looked at it and I was like, this is a new journey. And I feel lighter. It's crazy to say. I feel lighter after my haircut. There's a lot of things that people can give meaning to. And primarily what I mean by that is, some people could just do a big chop this, I want to look good. Some other people can go through a lot of crappy stuff. Say, I want to cut my hair and use that as a chance to cut off the energy. And that's their physical way, their tangible way of saying, let me cut this energy off my head. And it's crazy how I'd want to cut my hair and when I was going through bad times, but I'd always chicken out. And, I mean, I chicken out for multiple ways. Me thinking that, what if I didn't want to get my hair short? What if people wouldn't think I'd be attractive? Which, ridiculous. But, you know, I would only want to do things. I would only want to care for it. I'd only want to get it cut, do styles. Not primarily in my benefit, but just for the appearance of looking good outward, not looking good for me. And that's changed, man. I think I love myself way more because I got that uncomfortable. I got that uncomfortable feeling. I got that crappy feeling, but I also got through it. You know, everything in life, hair, food, it's in waves. It's good and bad. But you don't prepare for the storm. You know, you stay calm. Storm will pass regardless. Good storm, bad storm. You know? And I think my hair was really important. I come from a family with good hair, a great texture. 4C, 4B, you know, those kinds. I don't really know 4C because that's me. But I'm also like 4B in other places in my hair. Anywho, come from a family of curly hair. They would straighten their hair. They would do braids, big chops. And I look now at my journey, and it's just like, you know, it's bigger than just your hair, but it is a part of identity. And I had a lot of attachment to my identity and the image of myself in the hair. I do feel good in this new image, though. And there's strength in it. Definitely going to get it a little longer. Brush it way better. Maybe waves? We'll see. I still got a podcast to do. I can't be brushing my waves every 40 minutes and tying it up. But, yeah. I don't think this would be a super long podcast because I just wanted to get those feelings out. And this isn't meeting any quotas. I could leave the episode previously to be the last one until my showcase, the 21st. Planning to do like a video of like the best little moments of each episode, like a little promo video. My idea is cool, but I still have to remember there's finals. So, work in progress, thought in progress, but yeah. Yeah. You know, I love the journey I'm going to go on. And I think I like it because it's new. You know, when I say it, it's just like, sheesh, I haven't gotten my hair cut in 6 years. It's like, whoa, you know. Or, okay, I haven't had a different style in 6 years. I've had a fro 6 years. And it's cool, man. I wear hats, you know, beanies more comfortably. It's crazy. The first few days, I felt hotter without hair compared to when I'd be outside with hair. It was very strange. I think I'm back in an equilibrium where I'm feeling cooler without hair, but it's also like, eh. I have to be mindful because now that there's not hair to like soak things up, like sweat, it's gonna drip down, and that could get acne. So when I put products in my hair, you know, the sweat's gonna be there. It's gonna drop down because, you know, it's not nothing to really take it yet. You know, it's been a week, but yeah, this is awesome. You know, I won't say to anyone, cut your hair is gonna be great. Like a lot of people say, just do a big chop. You know, but it was good to step back and say I want to do this for me, and I just want to start fresh. And I want to find some balance within my perspective of myself. Because after a while, it's just, why do I have this hair when I don't take care of it? You know? It's like not taking care of me. And I got to take care of me. Growing to love taking care of me. Because it isn't just a chore. It isn't just something that I gotta step back because I need to give myself some maintenance before I can continue doing work. No, it's, you know, I got to be good. And I got to love being good and being good to myself. And that's primarily, you know, what's going to be this summer it's going to be. Crazy enough, I'm going to apply to a media internship, like media communications. And I'm going to apply to a podcasting internship that I did last summer. And they would have taken me if they had the space, I believe. That's what I remember from the email of last summer. I mean, I still did SYAP, so I was just like, yay. But yeah, future's bright. Future's bright. And hair is short. That's what I would say. Still a king, you know, but the crown definitely fits better with less hair. Sheesh, corny. But yeah, I'm feeling great. And I think it's super great to just step back and love yourself. And love yourself and putting yourself in these situations. I remember yesterday when I was talking about what I was, when I was talking, you know, about my project, about this, I said I felt I owed it to myself to push myself out of my comfort zone and push myself to keep striving to get better. And you just find small ways to do that, you know. And just be good to you. That's primarily why I'm having fun doing these podcasts. It feels good to get these emotions out. It feels good to talk sometimes, you know. It's amazing to talk to my sisters and my best friend Patrick, best friend Dayton, you know, my friend Kobe, all of my friends, anyone in the group chats, you know, that I have, my friend Sebastian, it's great, you know, my beautiful and loving girlfriend, but I'm finding real solace right now doing these. And, you know, it was great for Patrick's episode to blow up. Absolutely. But I'm thinking I'm doing it more, you know, past numbers. Doing it for me, you know. And numbers will come, numbers may go, you know. Money may come and money may go, but I will remain. And you can take any two things and replace it with money in that phrase, and it'll be good. Side note, money may come and money may go, but I will remain, is from a song by a Jamaican artist named Lee Scratch Perry. It was from Grand Theft Auto 5. It was in one of the radios. I don't know. It's cool. Man, I should have a bingo. I never thought I'd reference GTA 5 or Grand Theft Auto, the series, or a Jamaican song in my podcast. But I did all three. That's a crazy bingo, am I right? For what's coming next, for whomever may listen to this, and grateful for anyone who does, next week I'll be working on stuff. I'm going to try to get a podcast out. Most definitely this could be the last, but we'll see. You also got the 21st is my showcase, so I'm going to be happy to show all of this. It's been a great journey, I will say that. And I really do think that if I felt good in the plans for this podcast, because I didn't phone any of this in, to be real with myself, I didn't phone any of this in. I just couldn't do it after a while because I was so emotionally, physically, mentally depleted. Would it be great to have 20 episodes? Sure. In retrospect, is that a lot? Maybe. But with these 5, 6, I feel great because, number one, some of them are long as hell. But two, it's a piece of me. And I can't put any number on it. I can't put any number of episodes. I can't put any number of views. I can't put the time length of it. It's for me. And I love it. And that's why I got the spark. Well, more so, the spark in me was just do it, you know. But yeah, hopefully I can get another podcast out. I'm going to be taking a great break after these finals and after the presentation. I'm going to go out of town. And yeah, it's going to be great. I think everyone this summer, if you can, take a break for yourself. Do something great. Relax. Decompress. Love yourself, love life, eat really good food, and of course, keep on rolling. And thank you for everyone listening. And I hope you have a great morning, night, midday, 12 p.m., whatever. Thank you.